Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, June the 8th, 2026. 11 coming up on 12 minutes past the hour. And there will be a full city council meeting tonight at City Hall at 6:30. You know, I was thinking during the break there, because a lot of the conversation Monday night revolved around this idea of four-year staggered terms for city council people being voted on to be placed on the ballot this coming fall. You know, and it's true that really this year, for whatever reason, not a lot of people are showing up to city council meetings to be in objection or for anything that council is doing. And I think that's very unfortunate, because last year there were several issues in which people did show up because they were not happy with the issue. And I don't know if tonight will bring people out, this four-year staggered term idea. I don't know. But if it is true that people have just given up out of the idea that nothing's going to change and council's going to do what they're going to do, that's kind of sad in a way, because the whole reason for public meeting and the whole reason for public comment is so they can hear from constituents and people and get a feeling of what's going on. Now, are city council members always going to agree with you? Probably not. But if people are just staying home and watching the Facebook and not showing up or saying anything, you know, that's a very unfortunate thing. I don't know what the change is there. Is it this council? You know, council did change on January 1st. Is that the idea? Is it because what I can't figure out is I don't know the effectiveness of council last time around as far as changing ideas. I'm not sure. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
I think the push for the changes in their terms is due to the national political winds that are changing. I think Ohio, the political winds are shifting for the governor's race. I think a lot of people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired of this shit. And I think a lot of the people in city government here today and or in the past, you know, they rode the wave of Trump and the Republicans when they came in years ago, and now that wave is going out in a lot of people's opinions, and I think they're worried about it. I really don't think, I mean, I have a struggle with Ralph Smith telling me that it's such a tough job that you need two more years, because he's a pretty sharp guy. I mean, he's pretty smart. So was, so are everybody up there, really. You know, there's no dummies up there. So I'm kind of, you know, suspect of that. I'd like to see all the council people, you know, we're in a position today with social media. I mean, if they really wanted to know what the people thought and they really wanted to reach out, they use social media to their benefit when they're looking to get reelected or to get elected. I'd love to see these same people, you know, have their own page and be on it a lot and be answering questions and, you know, responding to forums. And, because the people will communicate. I'm with you. I would really love to see the people show up at city council and committee meetings. I was really surprised with the turnout last week with the when they're trying to stifle the people, they're trying to stifle, you know, our opinions and our thoughts and talking to our elected representatives and public servants. So I was really surprised with, you know, really the lack of, that was probably one of the smallest attendance I've ever seen there. So,
well, and that's what I'm trying to figure out, because it's not like last year that council was not, a lot of votes last year were unanimous or they weren't on the fence, let's put it that way. But people did still turn up for certain issues. They turned up when they wanted to put the scanner in and close City Hall right after the meeting. They showed up when Can Do was on the fence. Was that going to continue? Was that not going to continue? They showed up about the bus, the night bus. They showed up about that. And all these things kept, well, they didn't end up closing City Hall right after the meeting. But all those things, seeming Charter City, they showed up for Charter City last year, and all that ended up going on the ballot. This year, of all the issues, and I think there have maybe even been more significant issues in the first half of this year. There have been curbside recycling, there have been sanitation, there has been the firehouse being rented out to Goodwill, there has been the issue with the old Logan Tire spot. But lowest, as you said, last week, one of the lowest turnouts you've ever seen. Now, why is that? I mean, are people just defeated?
Well, I think that, yeah, I mean, a lot of that stuff took place during the winter months. So, unfortunately, we have a Republican administration. We have a Republican supermajority in this state for the last 15 years. Unfortunately, for the Democratic Party, they're lazy. They're lazy voters. I'm not saying they're lazy. They're lazy voters. I've had this conversation multiple times recently, and you can see how people get physically offended by that statement. But, you know, we all know, if you've watched politics your whole life, that if there's something better to do, the Democrats go do that. And that's just how it is. That's what needs to change. That's what needs to, and you know, during the winter months, I think, you know, whatever dramas on HBO, whatever, it's, you know, Yellowstone was not going around, or it was done, or whatever. So people were bored. People were bored. They'll come to that. But it's summertime. You know, people are out doing other things, and they don't want to get into politics. And as you and I both know, politicians love that this stuff is like watching paint dry. It's boring as hell, and you know, people don't want to. A very close friend of mine, she is trying to get involved with, but she just hates it with a passion. I mean, literally had this conversation with me yesterday, like, you know, I can take about like 5 minutes of it, if that, but then I'm done, you know?
Yeah, no, it's understandable, but it's very interesting to me that tonight it's quite possible that the vote could happen to change the terms of city council, to send that on to the voters this fall. It's not a long agenda tonight, which means it's highly unlikely it will be a long meeting. And if the turnout is that low for this tonight, that people don't want to speak out about it, and nobody does get up and speak out about it, like asking questions like, why do you need two more years? Most of you ran unopposed last time. What really spurred this? Ralph Smith, you yourself ran against the longest tenured person running last time, and now you're saying 10 years important? Why'd you do that? You know, and not, you know what else I've noticed? When people get up and speak, they don't wait for the answer from the council person. And I think the council people liked that. Usually, I don't know when that started either. They ask the question, and they don't really give the council person time to respond. They start off on their next point.
I think that's a social media phenomenon. I think people are used to, you know, getting on Facebook or whatever, and they're able to just make their statements. And they really don't, you know, a lot of people don't sit around and wait for the comments, or, you know, some do, but, you know, most of them, they just want to make the statement. You know, because if you, again, I kind of watch body language. A lot of people get up and talk, and I think for people, you know, I mean, nobody ever liked speech class. I did. Nobody ever liked getting up and speaking in front of people, and I think it's a real chore for some people to get up there. And once they get the nerve to get up there, they just want to say what they want to say, and they're nervous, and they just want to sit down. But again, I believe 100% that the politicians, the administrations, not picking on this one in general, but all politicians, I agree with you. I think they do like it. They do like that. I think they hate that the people show up. My frustration again with people like Danny Clark and Mr. Dichtel, they get physically and visibly agitated, and I like Bill Dichtel. I'm not real fond of Danny or anything. I never knew the man before until this recently, but not real fond of the man up to now. But I like Bill Dichtel. I like how he votes sometimes. But it really, really, and I've expressed this to him personally, but it really bothers me that, and I would challenge him to look at the videos, or all the city council. You know what? Watch these videos and watch yourself. Watch your own body language and how you react, or how the president of council, or how the clerk, big time, reacts, you know? These are the people that vote you in and vote you out, people.
Well, that... And this is interesting as well. Now this will be probably the fourth full council meeting that has happened since the decorum conversation started in committee. Nobody has ever asked Mary if she thinks that this is a no confidence vote in her to enact decorum. Does she feel she's handling the meetings properly? Nobody's ever asked her that. And then we got the 4th Ward Councilman. This will be his third meeting since he's been elected. I haven't seen anybody direct a question in his way. Why are you voting this way? Do you feel you're up to date on these issues? I haven't even heard his name uttered in the meeting from anybody from the audience. So I gotta wonder how effective the public is being with this council. Do they not want to ask those questions? I'm confused.
Hey, you don't ask questions you don't want the answers to, or answers that you already know, and you don't want to know if the people are on the ball, you know? I mean, that's my opinion. People only hide from things that they're hiding. I mean, you know, if you don't have nothing to hide, get up there. I mean, I have respect for Ralph Smith. He's, in my opinion, he seems to have shifted a little bit from last fall to now. He seems to be a little more willing to listen to all the people, not just, you know, the R's. I respect Thaddeus. I respect Aaron. I mean, I have a respect for Sean Barr. He and I bumped heads. I'm not fond of the treatment he did with Naomi at all. I think it's, there's good people up there, and I think all of them, Bill Dichtel, I think all of them, Scott Kreider, I think they have to get past playing to anybody. Quit looking at the box. Quit looking at the... You know what? You're up there to think and represent the people that elected you. And when you're constantly hedging what you're trying to say because you might piss off somebody in the box or you might piss off somebody next to you or not, you're not speaking candidly and you're not speaking and representing the people like you promised and you took an oath to do.
Well, and I think that's where we are, because and just to be clear, I'm not saying being adversarial and asking these questions to Mary or to Nathan Stevenson in the 4th Ward. I'm just saying, Mary, do you feel you're controlling these meetings? Now, if she says yes, well, then why do we need decorum rules? If she says no, well, why do you feel that is? Now, this is not to be rude to her. It's just, what is her opinion? I mean, she is the head. She's running these meetings, or supposed to be, for 2.5 years now. What is the problem if she feels she's not controlling these meetings? And also, to Nathan Stevenson, he's only been there 3 weeks, but does he feel he's getting it? Because he certainly is voting on some very heavy issues and he'll be voting tonight on some very heavy issues. Has anybody just ever asked him why he's voting the way he's voting? I'd be interested to hear what his opinion was. And it does go back to Ralph Smith. You know, Ralph brought this out of committee, this four-year term idea, and he has never answered the question about why he primaried the longest tenured person running on council if he felt experience was important. Why would you do that?
And I agree. Maybe it'll get asked tonight.
And maybe,
and
yeah.
I think, like I said, he brought it. I will give credit because there's not been an emergency motion or anything like that to suspend the rules or anything like that. Again, this sometimes it's necessary. In my opinion, in a well-run machine, there should not be so many emergencies. There should not be any, we got to get this done, we got to suspend the rules, we got to do this and that. To me, that sends a message to the constituents, to the electorate, that this is a runaway train. We're kind of like just doing this by the seat of our pants. And I think if they were on the other side of it, they would say the same thing about any other administration. Get a grip. If you want us to believe in you, if you want us to trust you, I mean, we're in fiscal distress or whatever it is right now. We're the city can't, you know, you're down police officers. You know, you're talking about passing ordinances about e-bikes, but right before it's even discussed, the chief says, I'm not going to expend manpower to even enforce these laws because we don't have the extra manpower. We don't have the ability to storage and you know, take away these things. And so if there aren't consequences for these ordinances, why do them? That's a waste of time. That's a waste of everybody's time. Well, but they want to cut the public's time when they get up and speak. You know, you got people like Danny Clark that sits there and gets all huffy and puffy and wants to turn around and put his back, cross his arms, and turn his back on the public. You got Bill Dichtel, who, like I said, gets physically, visibly frustrated because of questions. Buddy, you had not won an election. He, of all people, and I've said this, I think the guy's got a good chance of doing things, and I respect. I got respect for him, but you know that's ballsy, in my opinion, of sitting up there and getting all like that because you've never even been elected.
Well, it's good points, and maybe we'll see what happens tonight. Maybe people will show up, and because of the small agenda, they will ask questions, and maybe some answers will be gotten from people.
I agree. I hope to see everybody there. The more the merrier. I've said before, nobody's looking for confrontation, but as you brought up earlier, is why don't people ask questions? I think I ask questions of everything, but people today, if somebody presents an idea and you ask a question, that's taken, in my opinion, often that, oh, you must be against it. No, I've just got questions. Same thing with the charter. You know, it was either they present it, you're either all for it, everybody jumps in both feet, or you're against it, and you're the enemy. Wow. I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm all about, as I keep saying, I'm independent. I get to hold the Republicans and the Democrats accountable. I'm not loyal to any of them. My only loyalty to them is if they do the job that they were elected to do, to my satisfaction for why I voted for them, then I will continue to vote for them and help reelect them for as long as they have left in their term limits, which every politician should have. So, there it is.
It's a good point. Hey, thanks for calling, and I'll probably see you there tonight.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 30 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning, and I certainly can feel the cool air without question coming in this room tonight, right now. I don't know, on the whole here, I just think some questions need to be asked. I'm not saying that questions are going to change anything, and I certainly don't think it has to be adversarial. But I do think, at some point, it would be interesting to hear from these elected officials what they think and what they do not think. Go ahead, caller.
So the air conditioning is working in there now?
I would have to think so, because it's, although it's not reflecting on the temperature gauge, it still says 71, although it has gone, 78. It says it has gone down a little bit, but where I'm sitting, it feels cooler, but I'm sitting close to the vent.
My son said you tried to bake him like a cupcake Friday night.
Oh, it was hot. It was hot. There was no dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warm.
Poor kid came home and his face was all red and his hair was a little sweaty. I was like, well, that's interesting. He's like, Mom, it was so hot in there. I was like, Cuts mentioned frequently how hot it is in there. I guess he wasn't lying.
No.
You weren't exaggerating.
No, when you get up and do something like that, it's even worse. I mean, sitting down, you can get by with it. But, yeah, standing up and singing, I can imagine that would be much more warm.
So, to the four-year conversation, I have asked some of those questions. I asked in the committee meeting. I think I even made the point that you can get a college degree in 2 years. So I didn't understand, you know, what the struggle was to learn to be a council member. I also mentioned that most of them ran unopposed last election. So what exactly was the struggle with, you know, most of them had the ability to learn the election process? Because it is a process to get elected. You know, Board of Elections has certain requirements as far as signatures and petitions and campaign finance filings. And if you don't know those things, there is a learning curve there, but that's typically why the parties have people that do know those things to help their candidates through those processes. So, you know, I mean, these people aren't out here winging it alone either. You know, they have the whole Republican Party to help them through campaign mode. And I would assume that the Democrats would help their candidates should they choose to run some next election. So they're not all alone out there in this big world of elections. Like, how do I do this? They should have some sort of leadership if they were chosen to represent their party. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole campaign idea isn't foreign to, if you're running as a Republican, there should be some Republican somewhere that says, hey, this is how you do a campaign. And so that part should be taken care of.
Well,
they should all know that because most of them ran unopposed.
Well, Congressman,
are they afraid that if they run opposed that they're not going to know what to do?
Here's what I don't understand. State representatives in Ohio. Right, and congresspeople, 2 years.
2 years.
National congresspeople, 2 years. Now, why can they learn
the learning curve on that job?
Well, that's my question. I don't quite understand why 2 years is not enough time. And I also, because if it's not, then maybe we should get rid of the state representatives and the congresspeople. Because they must not know what they're doing.
It goes to show their hubris that they somehow believe that their job is more important and harder to learn than that of a state representative.
Well, I also, what is hard to learn? Has anybody elucidated that? I mean, it's very androgynous term when you say there's a learning curve and there's a lot to learn. Well, I would like to, before they vote on this, every council person, what was the hardest thing for you to learn that you think you have not grasped?
Because most of them haven't been up there. Okay, so Sean Barr is in his second term. He should be able to answer that. Pam Markin, I mean,
well, what's she having trouble with, I would say? You know, you're new.
Yes.
What are you having trouble with?
What are you struggling with besides everything? Because she's not effective. Okay, so we've got Ralph Smith, who's got more than a year, and he's head of legislation and codes. So I would hope that we would put someone who's experienced. And I do think that Smith puts in time, and he tries to learn the job and whatever. But it is a $9,000 a year job, and we can't expect, you know, some of the younger ones are full-time employed, and we can't expect them to spend 50 hours a week working for a $9,000 a year job. But that said, you know, we've had so many unopposed elections that we're getting people in there that, you know, do you think Thad Smith knew anything about city government before he was elected?
No, but here's the thing. Here's the true, if you boil this all down, it comes down to one thing that I don't understand. 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 year terms, whatever. Here's my question. And learning curve, and we don't know, and it takes time, and all that. Regardless, let's say you're elected every 4 years. When that new person is elected, because this is really about new people, you know, when new people come in, they don't
only have someone with 2 years' experience on there anyway,
which
is what we've got right now.
But not even that. My point is that when the person leaves office after 4 or 2 years and that new person comes in, now, apparently the thought right now is it's a learning curve when you come in. They're still going to vote right off the bat. They're still going to have to vote on things off the bat. So who cares if there's a learning curve or not? You once you are elected, you are going to start voting. You are going to start attending meetings.
You know what it sounds like? We have the real problem where the real problem lies. Qualified candidates.
Well, I don't even know if it's that, because you know what? I've seen every city, and I'm thinking back to past councils, many past councils. Usually when somebody is elected for the first time and there are other people on council who have been there before, they are a little quieter for a while. You know, but right now, it's very interesting to me. There are 3 council people who have been put in those positions or elected in the last 6 months. Larkin, Stevenson, and Dichtel. And I would say, do you feel you are not...
Danny Clark is new also.
Well, and Danny Clark. So my question would be, of those 4 people, which is almost...
Kreider.
Kreider's been there before, but...
But he hasn't been there within the past decade.
No.
So I'm not going to say... He has an idea. He has more knowledge than the rest of them, but things have changed in
okay,
the
so
government
all,
also. He's never been there through a fiscal crisis.
Okay, so all 5 of them...
He's fresher, how's that?
Well, okay, so half of council... To say to that half of council, those 5 people, do you really feel you know what you're doing? Do you really feel you know what you're doing when you're voting?
Every 2 years we could have that issue. Even with staggered 4-year terms, we could have people that had been on 2 years, on council for 2 years, so that would be our bar. And I know Smith hasn't been for 2 years, but he's closer to 2 years than the rest of them. So we would have Barr, Smith, and Rollins. So we would have 4 quote-unquote experienced, and 5 new ones. And we could still run into that every 2 years with the staggered term,
right, but
even when they're serving 4 terms.
Right,
you see what I'm saying? We could still that could still churn every 2 years.
Right, but I think that's an irrelevant point to the point of these 5 people right now who were just elected, who are voting on giving council 4-year terms. Do you feel you know what you're voting on? Because you're telling me that you don't. There's a big learning curve.
Right. Well, they need 4 years to learn the job. I think they said it takes them at least 2 years, is what Ralph Smith told me. It takes at least 2 years to learn the job. But they knew within the first 3 months of their term that the speaking rules that had been around for decades, let's at least go with decades, that the speaking rules that had been precedent for decades, those were not good enough. They figured that out within the first few months. However, they cannot figure out the job as a whole for 2 years. I think that's ironic.
Yeah, but I just think grouping everybody together is wrong. I would just take those 5, and I would say, listen, council is telling us that you don't know what you're doing because you have not been here long enough.
No one knows what they're doing. The president doesn't know what she's doing. We've got to pass rules for her, and they don't know what they're doing, so we've got to extend their terms.
Right, but I don't know if they're saying that, though. I have not heard that. See, because these are the questions that don't get asked.
And she's been in her job for 3 years, you know, so, and she still has not learned it, so she kind of blows the whole theory apart that it takes 2 years to learn the job.
Well, I think somebody should ask her that. I mean, I don't quite understand why certain things are not asked, and I really don't understand.
I'm just going to be real here. I think people don't ask things of Mary because she's seen as grandmotherly and nobody wants to hurt Grandma's feelings. Nobody wants to be mean to Grandma. Nobody wants to crack down on Grandma, even though she doesn't know what the hell she's doing or act like she knows where she is half the time.
Well, but she can answer yes. I don't think it should be an adversarial question.
So when I go ask the question, because I'd be the only one that would ask it, I'll be seen as a bitch and being adversarial and being mean to Grandma.
No, I just say, Mary, do you feel that you are...
No, Mrs. Stoneburner.
Okay.
Or President Stoneburner.
That's fine.
Yes.
Do you feel that you have control of these meetings?
First, do you know where you are?
No, see, now that's adversarial.
Okay.
You have to
say that.
You have to say, Mrs. Stoneburner, do you feel that you have control of these meetings? You've been in this position for 2.5 years. And if she says yes, then the question is, why do you need decorum rules? Simple
and
as that.
And if she says no, then am I supposed to say, well, then what?
Well, you say no, and you say, why don't you feel you have control of these meetings? It's been 2.5 years. I mean, who is not backing you up? Do you feel your sergeant in arms is not backing you up? Do you? Why don't you have control of them?
I mean, those are good questions. So like when I said, you know, I guess maybe I go back to the, I honestly don't care what people think, but it does get a little tiresome being the bad man in the room all the time when all you're doing is really just asking for explanations. Because that's the thing, as Phil said, if you ask one question that's contrary to what they're telling you or contrary to their opinion, then you're just being confrontational. You're not really just asking valid questions, because I've asked a whole lot of valid questions that have come out to be quite valid in the state of Ohio, and, you know, like I said, just looking back, the things I was raising questions about, we've seen some consequences over. But, you know, when I was asking them, I was negative Nelly, I was a troublemaker, I was this, I was that. You know, they've painted me for, tried to, in court for 18 months as this irrational person that does nothing but cause disturbances at every single council meeting. You know, that gets old.
I guess I don't, what is the answer to Ralph's question? You are the head of the legislative committee that brought this 4-year term deal to council because you
and
feel...
And you told us that you haven't been on the job for 2 years, so you couldn't know what you're doing, but you need to change city code.
Right, no, but no, you ran against the most tenured person last time saying it, we need a change. So
yeah, he said, yeah.
Why would you do that if you... Thinking. Why would you do that if you think that experience is important? And what's the answer to that? I've never heard him answer that. I've never heard that asked.
I'm asking the Schauber question specifically because I think this was going on before the election, wasn't it?
I don't even think you got to say Jason's name. You just say you ran against the most tenured person who was running last time. If you think experience is important, why'd you do that?
Well, I was trying to keep Jason out of everything during election time, but now at election time, then maybe I do have to go to 2 meetings in a row for city council.
Well, I would like, and then just, and you know what I also notice is when they don't answer, and I'm not criticizing the public, they can do what they want, they kind of jump in. I'd stare and wait for an answer because we're all waiting for the answer.
Scott, I've made eye contact with every single one of them. I've gone up and down the table and waited for answers to questions, and they just stare at me.
Well, I would say, do you have an answer?
I mean, how many times have you seen me turn around and look to see if there's somebody behind me that they're staring at other than me?
I think Ralph would answer.
Right past me.
I believe Ralph would answer because I see him in those committee meetings, and he almost always tries to answer. But a lot of times he does get run over when he's trying to give the answer.
Well, because it's such crap sometimes.
Well, yeah, but just
you're telling me that you can't learn the job in 2 years, but you're up here changing everything about local government. You know, you're limiting our speech. You can't figure out the job, but you can figure out we talk too much.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I think a lot of times when you let these, like the Danny Clark, this whole idea of decorum, that came out a few
weeks. He said it was to limit the noise from the back of the room. I have it on recording.
Right, but he did not, that wasn't a question anybody asked him. That was him, that was letting them speak, and eventually the truth does come out. And I think a lot of times what's going on now is people don't let the council speak. And now, part of that is because they feel that they are not giving correct answers, as you said. But I think the longer they speak, sometimes the truth does come out.
Oh, yes. You can definitely let them walk themselves right into a bunch of stuff that they shouldn't be saying.
Right, definitely. And I think Mary would answer the question. I've never heard Mary sit there in silence, but honestly, I've heard Mary.
I have. Funny that you said that. There was a letter that was sent to my house in December of 2024. It was sent certified mail, and it was sent by Matt Pollack, and it was right after I had filed my case, a month after I had filed my case. And they were asking me for documents, and I hadn't been to counsel in, I don't know, since Colin screamed in my face. And I went up there that night, and I asked, who told Pollack to send me the letter? Who told them? Who told him? And everybody just sat around and looked. Schauber and Ayers said, who told him? And Mary would not answer. And technically, Mary is supposed to be the clerk's boss.
Right, but that's not directly asked of her. I'm saying I've never
heard...
Yes,
I did. I looked right at her. Did you? I even sent her an email. Did you tell him to send the letter?
Well, I guess what I'm...
He would not answer me.
I believe in a public meeting, if somebody said, Mary, do you feel you have control of these meetings? She is not going to sit there in silence. Because that would look terrible.
I don't care how they look. Yes,
oh,
I agree.
They care how they look. I think they care how they look.
Really? You think people that scream stupid bitch at a citizen after a meeting care how they look?
I don't think they all do that. But I don't think Mary's one of those people.
Mary accosted me after the council meeting in July of last year. And it had to do with the stupid Dollar General land when I was up there asking questions about that. She stopped me after a council meeting and pretty much got up in my face and told me that I needed to stop lying and stop spreading rumors. And I sent her an email about that, too, so I can document that. And she and I got into a sort of shouting match because she wanted to continue to run her yap when she was walking away. And I told her, don't walk away from me. If you've got something to say, continue to say it to my face.
Well, here's an interesting point.
Mary will run her yap too.
Well,
none of them. The only people that have ever been decent to me on council.
Well, here's
consistently
this is
Rollins, Kreider, Schauber, and Ayers.
But this is important here, and maybe for tonight, all people listening should pay attention to this. A question asked directly to a council member must be approved by the president of council. Otherwise, all questions must be asked to the whole of council. So to ask a direct question to Mary would violate council rules unless she gives permission. A question to the whole council, is the president running the meeting effectively, is the reason for the rule change. That would put pressure on the full council to answer for the president.
Well, thank you, messenger person, because I'll have to work that in. I guess I'm going to have to go tonight, so if the sons of bitches try to pass it on the second reading and not have to deal with me. Do you see how it does get just tiring, though? And it really is like a television show. I mean, people want to sit back and they want to watch these questions asked and they want to see what the answers are going to be, but they can't get up off their asses to go do it themselves.
Well, I hope they do tonight. It's not like the public can't say, okay, which question are you going to ask so we're not overlapping here? You know, the people who do ask questions, maybe one person can ask Mary that question. Maybe one person can ask the question of Ralph about why did you primary the most tenured person running? And now you feel experience is important. Maybe somebody can ask about this 4 year. Why has this never been an issue before? And when a new person comes in, aren't they still going to have issues? And ask of these 5 new council members who have only been there 6 months, do you feel you know what you're voting on? Because council is saying you don't. They're saying you need more time.
It just is all pure insanity. And then we come down to, we still have, it's been 2 months now since we've submitted our financial plan. And when you start going through it, Abby from the Marion Star got the whole plan, and I started reading through it, and all of our expenses are supposed to stay flat until 2029 when they increase by $15,000. Now, you explained to me how all of our expenses are going to, I know this is more of a committee meeting, but you explained to me how our expenses are going to stay flat for the next 3 years.
But have you noticed how flat that has gone? Interestingly enough, you know, she ran that story, and God bless her, I don't even think she was at the last meeting. Now, maybe she's on vacation.
I don't think she was.
I don't know, but I thought that was odd timing.
But in, like, her defense, she doesn't live in Marion, so what's the point in sticking around for that? Nothing's going on.
Well, I thought there might have been, I expected last week there might have been a follow-up to her story. I mean, if people are reading the stories, I thought there might have been a little follow-up.
I don't think people have subscriptions to the Marion Star, to be honest with you.
Well, that's a sad thing. I mean, I know the mayor listens to this show.
Well, if we're not going to have any expenses, any increases in expenses for 3 years, all the police officers that were down and all the firefighters that were down and all the pool increases and bus increases and everything else, and they show our revenue going up every year. I can't give you a dollar amount because I don't have it in front of me, but they show our revenue going up every year. I just saw somebody got a letter from that they owed $23 in taxes from 2021, and I think it was like 70-some dollars from 2023, and they're telling them to please kindly remedy that situation so they don't have to take any further, you know, like it was pretty aggressive, like take care of this or we're going to prosecute you kind of thing. And these are their mistakes, and they're threatening to prosecute people. They're going after every dime of revenue they can. They're not being honest with us, and I really wish Aaron Rollins would ask them questions. He's the finance chair. You know, I mean, we should be able to count on city council to ask these questions for us.
Well, you would think that as well.
Everything should not be up to the citizens, but it seems more and more that it is, and now that it's more and more up to us, these people that have admitted they don't know what they're doing, want to limit our speech.
Well, and also, I guess the bottom line...
It's a big circular mess.
Well, the big issue tonight is obviously going to be for 4 years, because that's what's on the agenda.
It's happening. I mean, people just might as well realize it's happening. Please prepare to vote no for it.
Well, yeah, but I also think that as it goes, it will matter what is said. Because if it's just a, okay, let's suspend the rules, okay, let's vote, well, then all the story basically is that, okay, this made it to, is going to the voters. But if there are questions asked and there are answers given to those questions, I do think people pay attention to that. And I do think people say, well, now, wait a second. And there are people who I mean, are any former council members going to show up and say, yeah, I think this is a good idea, or I don't? Because there are some long-term council members in town who are still around here who might have some kind of...
And they do occasionally show up. Some of them do occasionally show up.
I mean, Ayers has shown up since. Mm-hmm. Jason, I think, has shown up once since.
Ivan Stitham
listens. Has shown up. Mike Thomas has been there.
I can't think of his first name. Arndt?
Dick Arndt, yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember his
first
name.
I mean, so there have been people who have been there, who have been, Mr. Feliciano has been there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There have been people. So are they going to show up and say, yeah, I think this is a good idea? I mean, I don't know. I think they should have some questions about this as well. As far as I know, most of those people still live in the city. They're voters.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
I guess I'll see you tonight.
Take care, sir.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got about 7 minutes left here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say on any of these subjects, go right ahead. We got 7 minutes left, so get on in now, and we'll get you on the air. 740-383-9944. And again, the city council meeting is tonight, 6:30 p.m., City Hall, second floor. And... I want to be clear to say I don't think that these questions should be asked in an adversarial way. I don't think any name calling or any that's necessary. Just what are the answers to these questions? Why are people feeling the way they're feeling and doing the things they're doing? I think that's the big question here overall. And maybe we'll get some answers tonight. I don't know. Answers are always a good thing. I think the more answers we have, the better off we're going to be. By the way, the temperature is coming down. We're now 77.7 degrees in the studio. So I have to believe the air conditioning is working rather well. And as I said, between the temperature gauge on the wall here and the air conditioning vent, I'm in between that. So I definitely am feeling the cold wind, as they say, here this morning in the studio. But we do have 6 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want your voice heard or anything brought up, now would be the time. 740-383-9944. We certainly would be interested in hearing from you. What do you think of all these things? Do you think city council should have a 4-year term? Do you think that the right questions are being asked? Do you think we're in the right neck of the woods with all this stuff? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. When you were talking about things going to the voters and so on, they have, if they would just come on your station, how many people they would reach. There's a lot of people that's going to vote that don't have one clue until they read that on the paper. All they hear is scuttlebutts because the council people who was wandering all over the city getting votes to get the job, have they ever stopped at one of those people's places and asked if they have any questions? You know, there's a lot of crap going on, and the paper don't do it anymore. So it's your job to inform your people. And when you took that job, you should have known. I mean, you wouldn't ask them for their vote, so now go ask them what they need to know.
Well, I think that's right. And I think tonight, I'm going to try to snag somebody. The problem is with doing interviews after the meetings, while I'm talking to one person, of course, everybody else leaves. But normally that's okay. But tonight, whoever is the most effective or says the most interesting thing during the meeting, I'm going to try to get that council person, because I will be honest, I don't think any council person has ever denied coming on. Now the mayor has not been willing to come on, but the police chief spoke to me a couple weeks ago. The fire chief spoke to me. I don't think any council people have ever turned it down, to my knowledge. So, you know, I'll see what they say tonight, and we'll see where that all is.
Scott, do you feel like that? I mean, how many of the people that went around and asked for votes has gone around and asked those same people if they have any questions or let them? Because unless they listen to your station, they don't have a clue what goes on that upstairs meeting.
Well, I think
when those council members won't come on and let those people that voted for them know, it's just whatever. And times are different. Whoever talked about the President of the United States like they talk about the President of the United States? I mean, times are just different. But if you want the good news or the facts, you're going to have to go out, each council member and whoever else is sitting in the peanut gallery, and you're going to have to let people know. Because it just gets worse.
Well, it still astonishes me, and I've said this since the beginning, no matter what the media outlet was, nobody ever covers 100%. But politicians used to break their neck to speak to the media because they did want to give their side. They did want to give their point of view because, let's be honest, once they say what they say, it's out there. It's public consumption. So they wanted to explain it. That's a different thing right now for a lot, not all, but for a lot of politicians, they don't even want to try to explain what might have come off badly. And that's a very odd thing.
How many years has that been that the rotation of council people has been like it's been? How many years?
Oh, long time. Long as I can remember.
Then we're no dumber than what we were. I mean, then we're no smarter. So if it's worked for all these years, why all of a sudden we think, well, we're going to have to change the program?
Well,
you're going to just get yourself in a bigger mess because it's worked all these years. So don't think just because you're changing models and actually, I just think it's an excuse.
Well, I think the two points to end the program this morning that I think are very interesting is whether it's 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, or 8 years, you're always going to have new people at some point. So what makes the difference? And also, why were the councils of the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, why were they smarter? Why were they able to learn those things? Why did they not?
Yeah. That's exactly what I say, Scott. You know, they're just grasping for little strings to make it sound like they're trying to make it better. They're not trying to. They just leave it as it is. It's worked forever.
It's an interesting point. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
All right, and we're done for the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
My bozo left, and my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around."